it's Canzano. Thanks for making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe and leave us some feedback. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Multnomah Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough, non-invasive, drug-free solutions to ED problems. Call Multnomah Medical Clinic at 503-899-4199 or visit them online at multnomahmedical.com.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Former Beaverton High School standout Sam Noyer went to Colorado. He's a guy who shifted to the defensive side of the ball, dual threat guy, starting quarterback now, and is now the reigning Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week. I wanted him on the show, reached out to Colorado early in the week, and lo and behold, Sam Noyer is here. How did that feel when you hear, like, your old state radio station wants to have you on the show back home?
You know, it feels great. Obviously, it's an honor. You know, grew up listening to it. My dad listened to it. Brothers listened to it. Know a lot of people listen to it. So it's just, it's an honor to be on here.
All right. So let's go back. Like, let's go back to when you decide you're leaving high school and you're going to go to Colorado. And, like, you know, did you know then, I want to play defense, want to play offense? What did you walk through the door thinking at Colorado?
When I got recruited, you know, I got recruited for quarterback, and that's ultimately what I wanted to play, and that's what I played for the first, you know, 3.5 years at Colorado. And I backed up to, you know, a great quarterback in Steven Montez. But, you know, Coach Tucker came in with the new staff, didn't recruit me, and he asked me if I wanted, you know, if I was willing to play on the other side of the ball and play safety. And, you know, so I was like, you know what, I'll give it a try, you know, try to get on the field and do whatever I could to help my team. And so that's kind of when my everything shifted to the defensive side. And then, you know, didn't, you know, see the field as much as I thought I would, but still got the opportunity to play in special teams and a couple snaps on defense. But really got to learn under Coach Tucker. And then, you know, just opened up my options again, wanted to play quarterback again, and was thinking about transferring. Then Coach Durrell came in and said, hey, look, you know, we think that you can be a great quarterback here if you stay. And so that's exactly what I did.
You were already in the portal, weren't you? Like, you know, because you're already saying, look, they're going to change coaches again. Obviously, you want somebody who knows you. So you're ready to get one foot out the door when Coach Durrell comes in and says, look, he kind of re-recruited you, didn't he?
Yeah, no, it was the whole recruiting process all over again. I took a couple trips, different places, and you know, reopened my options completely, and was, you know, in the portal. It's back to, you know, day one recruiting for just like high school. So, kind of a strange little situation. And then you know, I get the call from Coach Durrell and Coach Severini, and they were like, "Hey, look, like, we want you back here. We think you fit well with the offense and everything we got going." And so, you know, I felt comfortable with making my decision and coming back here and playing and finishing here.
We're talking to Sam Noyer, Colorado's quarterback. He chose Colorado twice, it looks like, recruited through the portal the second time. You get a chance. What'd you learn on defense that you can now use while you're on offense?
A lot. You know, I got to learn under a great, you know, defensive mind and Coach Tucker and Coach Summers. And, you know, they really taught me a lot. I was meeting with them a lot of extra, just trying to pick their brains as much as I could when I had the opportunity. And, you know, just learning the techniques, where you're supposed to be, move, different, just all different types of things. And honestly, it's helped me kind of slow down the game and see the defense and, you know, where guys are supposed to be and when they're supposed to be there.
We're talking to Sam Noyer, former Beaverton High School standout. Obviously, last week you have a big performance. You score on the ground, you score on the air. Colorado football's got it going, and I think all of a sudden this is kind of the week where everybody kind of stood up and went, gosh, Colorado looks pretty good. What are you guys doing well? What do you feel good about?
you know, I think we're moving the ball really well. I think our coaches are doing a great job of, you know, having a good game plan going in to each week. And I, you know, I think we're putting up points. And, you know, I also think that our defense is doing a great job. And, you know, one thing that we talked about, you know, to both Coach Durrell has talked about on the both sides of the ball is we got to finish. We got to finish games. You know, we get up to a great start and you know, we kind of let teams, UCLA and Stanford, I mean, granted, they're both great teams, but we kind of let them both back into the game. And so, you know, one thing we really want to, we've been preaching is just we got to finish the game strong and not let up. But, you know, I think things are clicking right now. And on both sides of the ball, you know, we got, you know, got great talent on both sides of the ball. And, you know, we just look to keep things going.
Growing up, do you grow up a Seahawks fan because you grow up in Beaverton?
You know, I never really had a team, but I definitely root for the Seahawks. And, you know, what Russell Wilson does is great. And so, you know, I definitely root for those guys.
I struggle with that because I didn't grow up here. And I struggle with, you know, Seattle's not Portland. You know, it's far away. And I struggle really with people identifying, you know, like, how do you pick an NFL team? Did you have a player or a team that's Sam Noyer's team?
Player growing up was always Marcus Mariota. My brother being at Oregon and on the Oregon coaching staff, you know, throughout my high school career and, you know, into my college career, Marcus has always been my guy and always looked, just loved the way he was on and off the field and how he carried himself. So, you know, when he got drafted to the Titans, I was a huge Titans fan. You know, every week I'd be turning on and tuning into his games. And now, obviously, with him being on the Raiders, you know, I'm kind of leaning towards them. But, you know, I never really had an actual team. But, like I said, I also rooted for the Seahawks, you know, whenever they got to, you know, playing well and Russell Wilson and stuff. So,
for people who don't know, Sam's brother, Matt, was an offensive intern for Oregon and a graduate assistant and had been all around the program. You know, so you kind of have that football thing where there's been connections for you. Has it been good for you to be at Colorado and have your own thing, or was there some part of you always that felt like, you know, it would have been nice to have kind of a family connection?
I mean, obviously in the back of my mind, that's always been, you know, a thought, but at the same time, you know, I felt like I chose Colorado for a reason. And, you know, I with me coming back here, it kind of just shows that, you know, I do, obviously I love Oregon and Oregon's home to me, but at the same time, kind of wanted to do my own thing, like you said, and, you know, create my own kind of legacy out here and you know, just getting the opportunity to do that by myself. And, you know, obviously it would be great to be on the same, in the same program as my brother and my, sister-in-law who also works in that program, but, yeah. Just feel comfortable and everything. Just, you know, I think what I got going on here is most beneficial for me, for sure.
I think you're a great example of why the portal is good, because, you know, it's not your fault that coaches leave. That happens across the country. But it gave you options. And even if the option was for you guys, for you to decide, hey, you know what, coming back to Colorado is the best thing for me, at least you had that option. You know, there were a few years ago, that wouldn't have been a thing. You would have been stuck.
Absolutely. You know, I think that is a great thing. And obviously living in, you know, this day and age with COVID and everything right now going on, kind of a crazy time. And, you know, people get they don't have the sit out rule right as much. But I think overall just the portal is kind of a lot better than how it was when I first got there. And, you know, having that option, I mean, right as you put your name to that portal, I mean, people start getting alerts and text messages and stuff, and just they see that you're in the portal. And so it's just an easier way, I think. And then, like you said, it gives you more options. You know, you can stay there, you know, you can decide to go somewhere else or whatever it is, but it's just nice to have that for sure.
All right, Sam Noyer, our guest, Colorado's quarterback. Your game this weekend was affected by Arizona State not being able to play. Right now it's showing as canceled. Showing as, you know, Colorado sitting with a week off, but you just don't know what's going to happen here. You know, there could be another cancellation and, you know, all of a sudden you're playing Oregon State or you're playing Oregon or who knows. How do you prepare with that sort of question mark hanging out over your head all week long?
You prepare going into practice every single day with the mindset that you never know. Like you said, you never know if you're going to get the chance to play on Saturday, on Friday, on Sunday. I mean, we saw that UCLA and Cal how quick of a turnaround that was last week. So, you know, one thing our coach, Coach Darrell, has done a great job of just implementing just the mindset that we have to be ready and we have to be on edge. And you know, when if we do get that call, like say we do play Oregon State, say we do play Washington, whoever it is, we got to be ready to go. So we're going to practice with that mindset. And, you know, we're not taking this as a week off. We're definitely not, we don't see it as a bye week as people, some people may say, but we see it as a week to get better, to get ready for our next opponent, whether that be this weekend or next weekend in a great USC team.
Sam Noyer with us, former Beaverton High School standout, now at Colorado, Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week. What advice do you give? You used to listen to the show, your dad, your brother. What advice do you give to kids who are listening to the show who go, man, maybe someday I can grow up and be the quarterback at Colorado or a Pac-12 quarterback?
You know, I would just say to always work hard. You know, when you work hard, things, good things come. And, you know, coming from a state of Oregon, you know, people always underestimate the talent that Oregon has. And, you know, I really think that anybody can do it. And it's really possible for anyone. You know, if you put your mind to it and, you know, you really work hard, like I said, then, you know, really anything is possible. And so, you know, don't get discouraged. You know, I was a three-star recruit. Obviously, it wasn't a big-time recruit, but you know, if you keep working hard, you know, you're going to get your opportunity. And when the opportunity comes, you know, you got to take advantage of it.
The NCAA saying that it will grant eligibility to players. How is that greeted for you as, you know, an opportunity maybe to get another year if you want it, if it's out there for you?
You know, I mean, everybody kind of jokes around. It's like, wow, you're a fifth year right now, possibility of being a sixth year. But, you know, this is my one chance that I've gotten to start at quarterback. And, you know, got to kind of see how this year plays out. But, you know, I just got to keep my options open at this time. And, you know, obviously I want to continue to play quarterback and continue to play for CU. And you know, granted that we have a whole another year left, you know, we still got 3 to 4 more games left now. And then next year, obviously, you get that eligibility as well. So kind of just taking it day by day and you know, see what happens going forward.
I people keep saying Colorado's a surprise. Look at Colorado. They weren't picked high. They're 2-0. They're playing well. Carl Durrell's got them playing well. Is it a surprise to you guys where you're sitting, or does this make sense to you?
You know, I don't think it's ever a surprise. When you win games, you know, I don't think it's ever a surprise in the locker room. I think our guys have bought into what Coach Durrell has been, you know, implementing. And I think that guys, you can just tell things are different around here. It's different than, you know, from when I first got here, and it's different than, you know, my last year and last year. So I think guys, there's something special definitely we got going. And like I said, guys just enjoy being around and being playing in this program. And, you know, I wouldn't say anything's a surprise to us because, you know, we worked our tail off this offseason. And even when COVID hit, you know, things, we still worked hard. And so, you know, we just want to continue to keep this thing rolling and keep going.
You're getting to play football. And in fact, you get to play on both sides of the ball in your career, which is amazing. But you also played baseball and basketball in high school. Which one of those sports do you miss more?
Oh, that's tough. High school sports, I mean, there's nothing like it. I loved playing all three sports. Baseball, some of my best memories in sports all in all come from the baseball field. And so I definitely miss playing baseball and miss being on the mound and, you know, just being with my high school guys. But, you know, that's a tough one.
Did you root for the Dodgers in the World Series or the Rays? Who are you pulling for?
My dad's going to kill me for this one, but I was rooting for the Dodgers.
Ah, come on.
You know, I know, trust me. But I'm more of a Giants fan.
Yes.
A Giants fan.
Thank you.
So it was hard to root for the Dodgers, but, West Coast, you know, kind of had to.
All right. You get into, if you come back and you decide you want to stay at Colorado, why would you leave? Come on. Stay there, Sam. This is the best time of your life. Stay there and enjoy it as long as you can. But you already graduated,
absolutely.
I think, from, you graduated, right? Strategic communications.
I did. I graduated actually. Like, yeah.
So you're what are you going to do? What are you going to get another major? What do you do?
So I'm actually getting my master's degree right now in organizational leadership. And, you know, I'm hoping on finishing that up this year. And then, you know, having the opportunity to get my another master's degree. You know, that'd be something that I would take away, and something that, you know, is really important to me is obviously education and something to set me up for life after football. So to come out of here with not only my degree, but a master's and, you know, a chance for another master's is incredible.
Dr. Sam Noyer at quarterback next year. I mean, that's where we could end up. Hey, look, I think there are a lot of people listening to this show. We all root for kids that come from the state. You're a great story. You were born in Oregon. You go to high school in Oregon. You became one of the few kids to leave Oregon to go to Colorado. I think Taylor Barton did it in the late 90s. And I think there are a lot of people pulling for Colorado football because you're there and you're such a good story, Sam. So keep doing what you're doing. We'll get you back on maybe later in the season.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
All right. Sam Noyer, safety, turned quarterback again from Beaverton High School to Colorado football to the Pac-12 Player of the Week. I forgive him for rooting for the Dodgers in the World Series, but such a good story and such a great example of, look, he's going to school. He's using the system. He should. There are too few athletes, I think, that get out there and go, look, all right, I got to get my degree. I'll get a master's. I'll get a second master's if the NCAA is going to give us another year. Good for Sam Noyer for doing what college kids should do when they go to school. Get educated. Take advantage of that. He's playing football for Colorado. He's helping, you know, raise money for the Pac-12 conference by playing in games on a week-to-week basis. And he's getting something out of it in return. That is a deal that works for all sides. And that transfer portal business, look, it's a great development. He's recruited by a coach who then is replaced by a coach who is replaced by a coach. By the time he's playing for his third college head coach, Sam Noyer had to be looking around going, of course I'm going into the portal. I need to get somewhere where people know me, want me, understand who I am as a player. The fact that Carl Durrell identified him as someone that could help him and has now made him the starter at Colorado says a lot about Carl Durrell. Came in and said, my first recruit has to be the guy who's already in the portal on his way out. Great job by Colorado in recognizing that they're just trying to, you know, three coaches now in three successive years with Mel Tucker bolting. Colorado's just trying to hold water right now. And it knew that it needed players like Sam Noyer to do that. Such a good story. So much to be learned from it. Know his brother well and appreciate and respect the job that his brother's done at Oregon working in football operations. And I appreciate that his family listens to the show and that he grew up listening to it. But man, this is a great story from a kid who now is the conference player of the week on the offensive side. Great stuff. Leave it here. You got the BFT. Every day on the show, we do the Culligan Water Cooler Report, where we sit around the water cooler and we talk about what we talk about. Meet me at
the water cooler. Welcome to the Culligan Water Cooler Report. If we're talking about it, they'll be talking about it. Brought to you by Culligan Water Company.
All right, fellas. Justin Herbert got a haircut. Did you guys see this?
I did.
Best way I can describe it is, I want to say to him, thank you for serving. We appreciate your service. He looks a little military.
He looks like he's 14.
Judah Newby, what do you make of Justin Herbert's new do?
Yeah, he lost like 15 years on that cut. Looks a little bit more like you, but by the haircut right now. I'm not a huge fan of it, especially mid-season. But maybe he's just trying to change up the juju because they were, you know, losing a lot of games. So might as well try something different.
I just keep thinking about Samson and Delilah from the biblical passage. You know, it's like, you know, if you're on a win streak, you don't cut your hair. But he's not on a win streak. He's not on this giant win streak. So I don't think he's going to get any grief. But I looked and I was like, man, he looks like he's 12.
At the same time, I think there's guys in the locker room that will probably see him and be like, oh, man, like that's our quarterback? That's right. I mean, he lacks that swagger without the haircut. Yeah. The haircut actually was helping him, I felt.
I do. I agree. I think he looks Southern California Golden Boy with the hair, with the locks. He looks like a kid from, like, Eastern Oregon right now. No offense, Eastern Oregon. He looks like a kid who, you know, just a little high and tight.
What was that?
You know what I mean? Like,
you know, 100%. Just...
Kellen Clemens calling in on line one.
Yeah, yeah, no. Actually, that's what he looks like, Kellen Clemens. That's exactly what he looks like. I thought, look, I'm follically challenged, okay? Obviously, the name of the show is not The Long-Haired Truth here, all right? So I rather appreciate that Justin Herbert did what he could do with what God gave him. And I thought, all right, that's good look. He'll be in the movies. He'll get some endorsements. This is good. Southern California. Next thing we know, you know, we're going to see Justin Herbert is engaged or something, you know? All right. So this is now he's cut the hair. He looks like he's all about football. You know what he looks like? He looks like the starting small forward on Norman Dale's team in the Hoosiers. That's what he looks like. You know what? He needs some short shorts and like a tight tank top. You know?
Please, don't give him any ideas. It's
Jimmy Chitwood.
He is. He really does. But it's making me rethink our prop bet now for him, too, because I was bought in with the long hair. You know, I was thinking over 2.5 touchdowns against the Jets in a couple weeks. Or at the Bills in a couple weeks. But now I'm rethinking the whole thing.
Yeah, actually, they're considering our bet now. I had to simplify because they asked me. For people who don't know, the Oregon Lottery's sports gaming app Scoreboard have asked us to come up with a wager that they can put on their prop bets. And what we came up with on yesterday's show loosely was total number of touchdowns for Justin Herbert plus turnovers for Jameis Winston. And it is being simplified to total number of touchdowns by Herbert, touchdown passes, and Winston interceptions. So we're limiting it to touchdowns and interceptions, the total number of that. And we don't have the number yet, but when we do, I'll let you know. Coming up, we got the 2 o'clock hour. It is the happy hour next.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.